Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. When I grumble, I'm all about me. Jude 1:16 says, "These people are grumblers and complainers, living only to satisfy their desires. They brag loudly about themselves and they flatter others to get what they want." Remember, Jude is talking to us about false teachers and what they look like. What would God say characterizes my life? Am I one who is thankful? Do I have genuine joy? It's often said that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We have learned this behavior by being in society, and we use it often because it works. Whatever happened to those who were silent before the Lord? What happens to those who wait patiently on the Lord? What happens if we sit still and know that God is God? What will happen to us? How powerful are the circumstances in my life when it comes to dictating joy and peace? False teachers are really about themselves and enhancing whatever is important to them. If fame is important, they search for the spotlight. If fortune is important, they search for the pot of gold. If health and beauty are important, they search for the fountain of youth. If satisfying urges is important, they search for their next urge fix. What is important to God? I do not mean to ask what God may be interested in, for He is interested in all aspects of my life. I'm asking what is really important to God. Is my comfort really important to Him? Is my health really important to Him? How about my wealth? Is that important to Him? What is it that God is trying to accomplish? Would He use my reputation to accomplish it? Would He use my health, my wealth, my comfort? If so, and if God is actually in charge of things, why would I complain if He chooses to use my health to bring our world to Him? Why would I moan when I get the privilege of using my resources to help the needy or further the kingdom work? Why would I complain when I am mistreated, if God uses this mistreatment to His honor and glory? I would complain because I'm not connected to what God is doing. I would complain because I'm self-absorbed. My moaning and groaning in life implies either that God is not good or that He is not sovereign. Neither of these statements are true, for God is indeed good and sovereign. Therefore, my perspective is skewed. I need to start acting in a way that demonstrates God's goodness and sovereignty, or face the reality of being one of the false teachers who will one day be strictly judged for behavior not befitting a true teacher. This is Dave Wager with the program Thinking Aloud, from the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org on the beautiful campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.